From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. More than 50 people were killed when a Nigerian military jet mistakenly bombed a camp for homeless people Tuesday, aiming for Boko Haram militants. The attack struck RAN, a refugee camp for internally displaced people. The aid group Doctors Without Borders said its members are treating 120 wounded patients at their facility in North Borno State. Gambian President Yahya Jammeh has declared a state of emergency. In a broadcast statement Tuesday, Mr. Jammeh said the state of emergency would last until the nation's Supreme Court decides on his complaint of voting irregularities in last month's election. Mr. Jammeh is refusing to accept the results of the vote, in which he lost to opposition leader Adama Barrow. The Supreme Court has postponed its ruling until May, even though Barrow's inauguration is scheduled for Thursday. The United Nations and several African leaders have asked Mr. Jammeh to step down peacefully. The West African Regional Bloc, ECOWAS, has placed its military force on standby if Mr. Jammeh does not step down on January 19th. Prime Minister Theresa May has laid out the objectives of what she hopes will be a clean break with the European Union. The hard Brexit, she laid out in a speech Tuesday, will mean that Britain will leave the single EU market and break with the European Court of Justice. It will also control its own borders.
It's only this week, earlier this week, that the IMF confirmed that we were the fastest growing economy last year. And what I'm talking about today is the country coming together and looking for that brighter future as a global Britain.
Ms. May said a final plan for a phased Brexit will be put to a vote in Parliament. This is VOA News. The underwater search for the missing Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 has been suspended. Crews completed their deep water search of the Indian Ocean and found no trace of the airliner. Russian President Vladimir Putin is blaming the outgoing U.S. administration of Barack Obama of attempting to undercut President-elect Donald Trump by spreading erroneous information. At a Moscow news conference Tuesday, Mr. Putin said last week's release of an unverified dossier containing scandalous allegations about Trump was part of an effort by U.S. President Barack Obama's administration to undermine the legitimacy of the president-elect. Major new public opinion polls in the U.S. say that President-elect Donald Trump is starting his term in the White House with one of the lowest approval ratings in decades. Trump rejected those results, saying the same polls were wrong about the election itself. Both CNN and the Post-ABC poll pegged Trump's approval rating at 40%. U.S. Senate committees continue their questioning of President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet choices Tuesday. They are holding confirmation hearings with his picks to lead the Department of Interior and the Department of Education. Interior Secretary nominee Ryan Zinke will testify before the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee. Education Secretary nominee Betsy DeVos will make her appearance before the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee. American automaker General Motors said Tuesday it will invest an additional $1 billion in several U.S. factories. The action is an apparent response to President-elect Donald Trump's promise to reinvigorate the country's flagging manufacturing sector. The nation's largest automaker said it also plans to return thousands of overseas information technology jobs to the United States. GM spokesman Pat Morrissey denied the announcement was made in response to recent criticism of the company by Trump. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said Tuesday he would not consider renegotiating the Iran nuclear agreement with the incoming Trump administration, which has repeatedly denounced the accord. Speaking at a news conference Tuesday on the first anniversary of the agreement's signing, Mr. Rouhani said there would be no sense in trying to renegotiate it now. The UN's highest court announced Tuesday that Ukraine has filed a terrorism case against Russia, that for the annexation of Crimea and the funding of separatist groups. Taking a brief look at markets on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes down at this hour. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.